Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and always blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And all I can say is, as always, it is a great word. It's a great word. You know, in our word today, we talk about the coming of the Savior, the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ. As the prophet Isaiah, it was a long, long, long time before it happened and the prophecy came true, but it came true. And we understand that some prophetic words don't come true right away. They take time. They marinate. God brings it about when it's time. But he brings it about. And he shows you in his word that it was a true prophetic word. God is giving us discernment in this season to know what is true and what is not. And I say this because I've seen it, you know, folks that chase gifts. You either are given that gift or you're not given that gift. But you can't be a gift chaser, meaning, well, my sister is a prophet, so I want to be a prophet. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to tell people, now this is what God says and da-da-da. When God didn't say it, God didn't tell you that. God didn't give that prophetic word. And then what happens is when that word does not come to fruition, the person that was given that word feels stupid, feels like they were deceived. And then they start to dislike God. Well, God, you said through your prophet, da-da-da. And da-da-da didn't happen. And I'm worse off than I was before I heard that prophetic word. And then God said, but you didn't ask me. God will give each of us an understanding of what we should do. And I'm going to tell you something. What I have learned is if something is hard to get done, it's probably not of God. Because God is a right now. He will give you what you need when you need it. Because he's an on-time God. And I am believing God for his own time. I'm believing God. And I know that I work for him. As they say, God is my employer. I work. I'm a nepotism kind of child because I work for my dad. And I don't do it for a paycheck. I do it because I love my dad. And the word of God tells us, let all you do be done with love. Let all you do be done with love. Mary, Mary song. I love God. You don't love God. What's wrong with you? You know, we got to love God. And if you don't love God, what's wrong with you? We got to think it through every day. We got to pray it through every day. I can say this. I thank you all for your prayers on yesterday. We watched a miracle of prayer. Many know our children are being killed, shot, stabbed, and so many other things. But someone I know's grandson was shot. And all they said was, could you please ask for prayer? And could you pray? As many know, I prayed yesterday to God about our children. More than anything, I prayed about our children. We know they are the future, and the enemy is after them. He doesn't want me. He doesn't want you. He wants our children. But we prayed. There was a prayer warrior chain that went out. Powerful women I know. To pray and to extend it to others to pray with them. And so prayers were going on all around this world. Many of you were praying for our children, not understanding that you were also praying for this minister's grandson, this evangelist's grandson. And before we left prayer service last night, she got a word that he is going to be all right. And that they did find that he had COVID. But I say this, maybe that gunshot wound was to get him to a doctor to get the COVID treated. Because it was not going to be the gunshot wound that would have taken him out. It was going to be the COVID. But God gave him the gunshot to get him to the hospital to find out he had COVID. And now they're working on the COVID. And the doctor told his family he'll be all right in about 10 days. But he was asymptomatic. So he would have never known he had it or could have been spreading it had he not had the gunshot. So I tell you, everything happens for a reason under heaven. And everything happens in its time. But nothing happens unless God allows it to happen. So when you're going through, understand, it's only to make you stronger and wiser, a lot wiser, that we don't do the same thing over and over again. We've got to continuously ask God, Lord, you are in charge. Guide me and lead me in the direction you, Lord, want me to go. For I am your child and I love you, God. With all of my heart, with all of my strength, I love you, God. So love the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave us Jesus. Why? Because he loves us. So whatever you do, do it in love for God. Do it in love for your fellow man. Do it in love. So let us pray. Father God in heaven, we come to you with love in our hearts, asking you, Lord God, to increase as we decrease. Asking you, Lord God, to hide us in the cliff of the rock of your wings, oh God, that we may decrease as you increase. Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the, oh Lord, the supplication of my humble heart, as I read and teach your word, Lord God, that it be in love, a love relationship that I have with you. For I am blessed to be a blessing, to be your daughter, to be your friend, and to know that you know my name, that you know everything about me, all the things that I am, who I am how I am, everything about me. You even know the number of hairs on my head. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for loving me and
I thank you, Lord, for giving me an unhardened heart that I may love you back. For the song says, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And all I can say is, yes, he is the best thing that ever happened to me. For the joy of your Lord is my strength. And I am so happy to be awake, to do what I do for you, Father God, because I love you. I love you with my whole heart. And I thank you for loving me back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I lift up this word this morning. Asking you, Lord God, that this word touches someone's heart. That it unhardens someone's heart. That they will receive the word and they will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That they will have love in their heart for you and love for their neighbors. In the precious and holy name of the Savior, Lord, I lift up your word. I lift up all the nations of this world. I lift up our children. I lift up our seniors. And I lift up all my brothers and sisters in Christ that are struggling in their faith because of all the things that are going on in the world and the things that they have lost. I pray special prayers for the people of Louisiana. I pray special prayers for the people of New York in the Northeast who are suffering, oh God. I pray for those that have been flooded out, that have lost everything, especially the uninsured. Father God, I pray that those that need help will find help. And those that need anything, food, clothing, shelter, will find it in your loving arms and under your wings. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, again, I pray, Father God, that you increase as I decrease. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. For again, Lord knows I could not do this without God. Because again, the enemy will do his best to try to take my voice. But God said not today. Hallelujah. Thanking God this morning for his grace and his mercy and for the voice that God gives me to read and to teach his word. Not mine, but his. And I thank Dr. Charles Stanley for this wonderful Bible. And I'll give it to you again for those that are just joining us. It is the Charles S. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This Bible is awesome. And you will hear me say what the Bible says about, and that'll be a commentary from Dr. Stanley. You'll hear me say life lessons. Again, Dr. Stanley. There are times where they'll say life examples are, I believe life examples is the last one. So it's what the Bible says, life examples, life lessons. And as we go through, God may give Dr. Stanley something else to put down for us to study and to understand the word a little better. I have learned so much in this Bible, and I am thanking my sister in Christ, Beth Moore, because my goal is to start to memorize scripture. I know where things are, but exactly, you know, it's in my memory,
but I ask God to give it to me a little bit more thoroughly. I want to memorize scripture so that I can have it in my arsenal. But I must admit, God, whenever I've needed something, God has given it to me. But I want to memorize words. So pray with me as I am trying to memorize First Peter. So I'm going there, Beth. I'm going there to start to try to memorize, start to learn to memorize scripture so that I have it in my spiritual arsenal. Because, again, we fight not against flesh and blood. Even our Savior had to use scripture to fight. So we need to know the word, because believe me, the angels that fell know the word. The prince of the air on this world, called the devil, knows the word. And we need to know the word too. Because again, we got to know how to fight. And the best way to fight is with the word of God. So let's get started in our word this morning. And all I can say is, one more time, say it with me. It is a good word, okay? Let's get giddy for Jesus today. And this is what the word of God says in Isaiah 7, verses 1 through Isaiah 8, verse 22. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Ramallah, Baya, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to make war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told to the house of David, saying, Syria's forces are deployed to Ephraim. So his heart and the heart of his people were moved as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Jezebel, your son, on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, take heed and be quiet. Do not fear or be faint-hearted, for these two stubs of smoke and firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin in Syria and the son of Ramallah, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Ramallah have plotted evil against you, saying, let us go up against Judah and trouble, and let us make a gap in its wall for ourselves instead of king over them, the son of Tabal, thus says the Lord God. It shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be broken, so that it will not be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Ramallah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall be established. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God, ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, hear now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to worry men, but will you worry my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. The Lord will bring the king of Assyria upon you and your people and your father's house, days that have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will whistle for the fly that is in the farthest part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They will come, and all of them will rest in the desolate valleys and in the cliff of the rock, and on all thorns and in all pastures. In the same day the Lord will shave with a hard razor with those from beyond the river, with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the legs, and will also remove the beard. It shall be in that day that a man will keep alive a young cow and two sheep. So it shall be with an abundance of milk they give, that he will eat for curds and honey, everyone will eat who is left in the land. It shall happen in that day that whatever there could be 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels of silver, it will be for briars and thorns. With arrows and bows, men will come there, because all the land will become briars and thorns. And to any hill which could be dug with a hoe, you will not go there for fear of briars and thorns, but it will become a range for oxen and a place for sheep to roam. Moreover, the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write on it with a man's pen concerning Mahayashala Hashbaz, and I will take for myself faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jebachiah. Then I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, call his name Mahayashala Hashbaz, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus, the spoils of Samaria will be taken away before the of Assyria. The Lord also spoke to me again, saying, inasmuch as these people refused the waters of Shiloh that flow softly and rejoice in rising and in Ramaliah, son, now therefore, behold, the Lord bring up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty, the king of Assyria and all his glory. He will go up over all his channels and go over all his banks. He will pass through Judah. He will overflow and pass over. He will reach up to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. Be shattered, O you peoples, and be broken in pieces. Give ear, all you from far countries. Gird yourself, but be broken in pieces. Gird yourself, but be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak the word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, do not say a conspiracy. Y'all caught that, didn't you? Do not say a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living, to the law and to the testimony? If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They will pass through it hard-pressed and hungry. And it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God and look upward. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom and of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. Wow, what a word. And let us go to some, what the Bible says, the coming of Christ. This is from Dr. Stanley. And actually, what we're going to do, God, thank you. what God the Lord just put in my heart to read all of our scripture and then come back to the life lessons, because there's going to be some scripture that we're going to need to pull in to this word. So we're going to keep reading. It says in Psalms 105:37-45. Again, if you'd like to get your Bibles, Psalms 105, verses 37 through 45. And it says, he also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 24:30-34. And this is a word about being just lazy. It says this, I went by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come up like a prowler and your need like an armed man. I'm going to read that one more time. Take it in. I went by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instructions. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler and your need like an armed man. Something to think about. And as we continue in our word this morning, our main topic is going to be coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. So please join me in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And I'm going to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. But first, I'm going to check out something in Proverbs 24. And how it went with these words. And it says, further sayings of the wise. These things also belong to the wise. We're going to go back just so we can put all of this into context, because God just put in my heart that we need to get this in context. And it says this, these things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him, but those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips. Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterwards build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, but would you deceive with your lips? Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. I went by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler and your need like an armed. In other words, you can't be lazy because a lazy man will go without. You got to want to work. But again, you got to do it in love for God. What do you do? Whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 24. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letter, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. But if it is fitting that I go also, they will go with me. Now I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. And it may be that I will remain or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord permits. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urge him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Say it again. Let all that you do be done with love. But even in that, he says, watch. We got to watch as well as pray. Stand fast in the faith. We got to know that God is in charge. Be brave, because the Lord has told us to be strong and courageous. Be strong. We have to do whatever it is we do. Do it in love for God. Be strong. Be convicted. Stand. Be a watcher. Be a watchman on the wall. As you watch as well as pray. But whatever you do in the house of God, do it in love. Let all that you do be done with love. Don't go in the house of God. Ugh, I got to usher today. Oh, my God. Which means I got to be there early. I'm ushering. Ugh. I wish I was on the praise team. They'll have to be there as early as we do. Wow, now I wish I was on the pastoral council. And, you know, I was a deacon. You know, because they don't have to be there like the ushers. I don't know why I chose to be an usher. I don't know why I'm doing this. And then you have the pastoral council. Pastor always talks about we got to be on time. You know, because we got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. I always pray. And I don't know why I got to be there just to be with all of them. I can pray by myself. And then you even have some pastors. I'm only doing this for the money because I sure don't like them people. I always whining and complaining about this or that. I always pass that I need you to come over because I need that. I'm so sick and tired of these people. But I'm going to do it for the money because I like my car and I like my house. And these people give me whatever I want. think those spirits are not out there in the church. They are there. And they are not doing what they do for God in love. But then you have that usher that's happy, and when she walks in the door, there's a smile on her face. There's a pep in her step as she gets her things ready, and she gets on her post, and she greets everybody walking through the door with a smile on her face because she loves God, and she wants you to love God too. And then there's that pastoral member who is ready to pray. She can't wait to get to the church so he can get in the pastoral group so they can pray and bring down the Holy Spirit, because he is excited about a great day in the Lord, because he loves God and she loves God, and they want to work for the Lord. So they are excited about whatever it is they're getting ready to do. And then there's that pastor that has so much compassion and so much love that they will get out of their bed at 3 a.m. to go to the hospital to pray with a parishioner that is transitioning. They will go and they will pray with the pregnant teen who made a mistake by being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was raped. Pray with that family to let them know vengeance is the Lord's, and that this baby is God's baby, and that it will be loved. Because we are a village, and we love this child, and we're going to love the child that they carry. Because they're not in it for the money. They're not in it for the stuff. They're in it because they love God, and it's their calling. Whatever you do for God, do it with love. Let all that you do be done with love. And then as Paul goes forth, he says, I urge you, brothers, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Acacia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Arcetius, for what was lacking on their part, they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The salutation with my own hand, Paul. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Oh, Lord, come. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus' name. Well, I added the name, but it says with all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, but we have been taught to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. But Paul said, my love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. We got to do what we do for God in love. In love, family. Whatever you do, do it because you love to do it, not because you feel like you're obligated. I am not obligated to do this broadcast. I am not obligated to spend my money to pay Blog Talk Radio to do this. I'm not obligated, but I do it because I love God. I love God with all of my heart, and I am so grateful that he called me to do this. You know, my sister says, you are just a toothpick because you just cry to a drop of a hat. And I do, because I love God so much that I just get filled up. I get filled up because I know that he loves me back and that he loves me without condition. Because God is in my village. He is the head of my village. He is the head of my life. and he loves me unconditionally. He is my family. And we are your family. We got to get out of the judging spirit and get into the loving spirit, because love will conquer hate and truth will conquer lies and hope in a future. Will take us where we need to go. In the future, we have hope. We have hope. We have love. And we have the word of God. And I say again, as I was reading this Isaiah word, when he gets down, he says, "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, do not say a conspiracy." Every day you turn on the news, it's a conspiracy for this. It's a conspiracy for that. Concerning all this people, call a conspiracy. Not be afraid of their threats. Not be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the house of Israel and as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I say that all of this stuff is a trap and a snare for folks that need to stop and take a minute and pray. And say, God, guide my footsteps. We are got so caught up in politics within the body of Christ that we have forgot the word of God. Do not say a conspiracy. Everything is not a conspiracy. Because then you are walking in fear. You're not walking in Christ. When you put people on pedestals where you will give your life for a person that you know is wicked, but you have allowed the enemy to cloud your mind, charismatic, wonderful, awesome, knows everything. Can we say Jim Jones? Pastor wants us to go to Guyana, but the voice of God is saying don't go. The voice of God has sent your family members to tell you don't go. The voice of God has sent the pastor from the church you used to attend, don't go. Because it's not going to be good for you. You're not going to make it out of that jungle. Don't go. Don't go. This is not my service. And from what I've been told, this man could preach. He could preach. But he wasn't letting you go anywhere. Thought about getting up in the middle of one of his services, you better believe there's going to be trouble. You better understand God is in charge. If there's anybody that is listening that knows someone that may have attended this church, give a holler. Your phone, so that somebody can hear from you firsthand about this charismatic man that sent people to hell. Folks drank the Kool-Aid. Some didn't want to. Others was eager to drink the Kool-Aid because that's what pastor said. Just like you have many that are willing to give their life for a fake politician who has them all bent up. But if it's someone having you do something that is wrong, they are not of God. Think that through, family. Am I doing something wrong? And if I'm doing something wrong, if I'm saying hateful, evil things about my fellow man, that person has gotten me not under God, but under a spirit of conspiracy and hate and distrust, bigotry, prejudice, and things that are not by God. Listen to what someone says. Watch how they act. And it goes on to tell us, since creation, God was orchestrating world affairs to set the stage for the arrival of his son. In the meantime, he used prophecy to keep alive people's hope for a fresh beginning and a new relationship with him. So many Messiah predictions are recorded in the Old Testament that the likelihood of one man fulfilling them all was slim. However, Jesus Christ's birth, life, and death happened exactly as the prophets foretold. Isaiah proclaiming, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7 and 14. Emmanuel means God with us and functions more as a title than a proper name. The angel told Mary to call her son Jesus, which means God saves. So Jesus is the God among us who saves. So we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. So please join me in Matthew 1, and we're going to go down to verse 21. And it says, Matthew 21, and we're going to go 21 through 23, and it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." And we're going to keep going because this is dealing with Jesus. And it says, "Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus." You got that right. Fathers named their children. He called his son Jesus. And then as we continue, it says, "Micah told the Jewish people their leader would come from the teeny town of Bethlehem." We're going to go over to Micah. And it's Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But we're going to start at verse 1. And it says this, "The Messiah would be born at Bethlehem," is the title of that word. And it says, "Now gather yourselves in troops, O daughters of troops. He has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod on the cheek, the coming Messiah. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting." And we're going to continue. It says, "Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace." Hallelujah. What a word. It says the timing of the Messiah's arrival was revealed to Daniel, who recorded the timing in the writing note, the word "week" in Daniel 9:25 and 26. Actually has the meaning of 7 years, just as Genesis 29:27. We'll go over to Daniel really quick. Daniel verse 20, verse chapter 9, verse 25. Tells us in Daniel. It's called the 70 weeks prophecy. The 70 weeks prophecy. And when we go down to 25, it says this. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore the and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times. Chapter verse 26. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to be shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. End of it shall be with a flood until the end of the water desolations are determined. And I'll go on down to 27. It says, and then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolation, even until the communicate consummation, which is determined, it poured out of the desolate. As we all know, God gave a word for everything to a prophet. And it says God himself gave a direct prophecy in Genesis 3 and 5 when he told Satan, I will put enmity between your seed and yours, between my seed and your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. It was an indication that Christ would defeat him. A careful comparison of Jesus' life with the prophecies of Scripture leads only to one conclusion. Jesus is the promised Messiah who brings every willing person into a new covenant relationship with the Father. The hope of a coming Messiah sustains the Israelites through the centuries of chaos and captivity. That Messiah, Messianic hope, is still available in our day through the one who came, died, and rose again for us. Those of us who have received Jesus Christ as Savior have an unbreakable covenant relationship with God and the promise of eternity with him. I am grateful to be a child of God. And as we continue, it says in Isaiah 8 and 13, the Lord of hosts, you shall hallow. We do not have to fear the threat of men if we fear God above all else. When human threats seem more real to us than the promises of God, remember, God's word will stand when men turn to dust. We will never go wrong by putting our trust in God and living by his promises, but we will have no end of trouble if we refuse to believe that he will do exactly as he has said. Isaiah 8 and 20, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We live in a time when men demean the Bible and value their wisdom and insight above all else, but never bet against the word of God, regardless of current, come on now, Dr. Stanley, you better preach it, regardless of current opinion, it proclaims the truth and we'll be completely vindicated. And we are saying amen, hallelujah. Team verse 2. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside. Paul instructs believers to give to God on a regular proportional basis, regular as opposed to sporadic, intermittent, or rarely, and proportional to income rather than based on a set of arbitrary amounts. In other words, you need to pay your tithes. And as we continue in this word, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 7, I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord permits. Paul wishes wisely made all kinds of plans for his travel and his evangelistic work, but even more wisely left those plans in God's hands to fulfill. After all, scrap as the Lord deemed best. Come on now. That's why when we say we're going to do whatever we do it in God's will, not our own. And as we go forth again, it says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. A great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. The blessing of God, in this case, the opening of a great and effective door, often comes bundled with difficulties. In this case, many adversaries. We should not grow discouraged by the difficulties or become presumptuous because of the blessings. Can the church say amen? And as we continue, 1 Corinthians 16 and 22, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. After the Lord returns for his people, it will be too late for unbelievers to turn to him in faith and so bask in his love. That is why the right time to get right with God is always right now. And I'm going to read verse 13 and 14 one more time. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. And that is our word for this morning. And as always, before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, who I ask you for prayer, for she is traveling this morning. So please ask God to give her traveling grace and mercy. And it says this, good morning. God blesses our days as we live our life for him. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And thank God again for his love for us. He gave us his son. And he gave us his son in love. Let us give him our life in love. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our loving and matchless Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the source of our love, our life, our strength. Thank God for his son, and thank God for being the loving father that he is. Father God, I thank you for your son, and I thank you for your love. Continue to wrap me in your loving arms. I am your child, and you are my God. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done in my life for me and through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say, a moving forward. It's a wrap. Why? Because it's time to go to work. But we have a call at first. Good morning, Mother Rita. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Minister Bridget. My phone been acting up. My cell phone, it kept cutting off. I kept calling back. But now I got you. I just thank God for the prayers this morning. Because we know when prayers go up, blessings come down. So favor in God, and he will favor you, and he'll direct your path. So as long as we follow him, we'll be all right. That's all I got to say, Minister Bridget, and thank you.
Thank you, Mother. Love you much. Sending hugs and kisses all the way to you because you are an awesome woman of God, and I'm grateful that your niece has allowed me to call you auntie. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap. My auntie has spoken. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. Be blessed, everyone. Love you, auntie. Have a blessed and wonderful day because you are a light. And I thank God for your radiance. Have a great day. It's a wrap.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.